You are on.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon. I would like to call Congress back to order after a recess for engrossment. The time is 4:17 p.m. Roll call, please.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman. Congressman Tillman. Speaker, I see his microphone going from mute to unmuted. So I do believe he's here, but he is not able to be heard at this time. How would you like me to mark him?
Why can't we hear him?
I'm not sure. I know that Mr. Littleton had that issue earlier, and he had to log off and log back on.
Okay.
Congressman, go ahead.
Congressman Tillman, if you would shoot an email stating that you're present, then we can proceed and just move forward, because I can see it now flashing back and forth, green to red. So if you wouldn't mind sending a communication for the record. Okay.
Congressman Walker. Congressman Walker. Congressman Walker.
Thank you.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Speaker Pratt.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Okay, we do have a quorum. Thank you, Congressman Tillman.
Speaker, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir, I can hear you. Thank you. Good. Thank you for the email.
Welcome.
Congressman Walker is stating that he was booted off the call. I would like to give him a moment to get back in. So I'll give him just a second, and then we will, let's go ahead and I'll call for him again in a moment, but let's go ahead and get moving with reports of select committees. Congressman Keene.
The Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met this afternoon. We had a final committee action for due pass as properly engrossed for ONCA 21-08, ONCA 21-09, ONCA 21-10, ONCA 21-11, and ONCA 21-12. All of the bills received three yes votes, with Keene, Good Fox, and Big Horse. And that's it. Thank you.
Three yes votes were reported as properly engrossed?
Yes, for all of the bills that I read off aloud.
All right. Thank you. Congressman Walker. Okay, we'll go ahead and get started. ONCA 2108. An act to provide a one-time exemption from the Osage Nation Retained Revenue Fund Act for the $20,415,043 deposit made by Osage Casinos on the last day of the fiscal year 2020 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Lemon is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'd like to close, Speaker, please.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak for or against this bill? One second, please.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes, sir. Congressman Tillman.
Thank you, Speaker Pratt. I have really appreciated the conversations that we have had today with regards to this legislation, and I can't help but go back and look at the Osage Nation Code, Chapter 13, 103B, which clearly states that the retained revenue fund shall be funded by the tribal funds unobligated from the previous fiscal year, as reported by the treasurer of the Osage Nation upon completion of the annual audit. In this act, previous fiscal year shall mean the most recent fiscal year for which an annual audit has been completed. For us, the most recent fiscal year is 2018, not 2020. 2019 is not even done. I also would like to talk about the definition of an audit, which is really very simple. It's the examination or inspection of various books of accounts by an auditor, followed by physical checking of inventory to make sure that all departments are following documented system of recording transactions. It is done to ascertain the accuracy of financial statements provided by the organization. That organization is the Osage Nation. We also asked for an attorney general's opinion, and we got it. And the attorney general was very clear when he said, in reading the plain meaning of each word in context, unobligated funds cannot be considered retained earnings until the audit is completed. That was from our highest ranking legal official of the Osage Nation. I too take this seriously. It is very important to me. This bill will also address the following appropriation bills for Wake and Iron and the chapel in Pawhuska. I'd like to take just a minute and just brag on the nation and what we've done with regards to the facilities in Hominy and Gray Horse. And by comparison, if you look at what we spent in Gray Horse, we spent roughly $5.2 million. The chapel was $518,000. The arbor was 1.5, and the community building was 2.9. Now, these are numbers that I received from the budget analyst. So that's roughly right at $5.2 million for all three of those projects in Gray Horse. Hominy was very similar. Hominy's chapel was $518,000. Roundhouse was $485,000. And the arbor and community building was $4 million, roughly about the same amount of money that Gray Horse spent for all of their projects. If we look at the appropriation bills and what will be completed in Pawhuska, we're looking at a total of roughly $11 million, which is more than Gray Horse and Hominy combined. Wake and Iron Hall, we're looking at spending roughly $6 million. That's more than Gray Horse or Hominy received for all of their projects. Now, I am for, absolutely for, Awaken Iron Hall, and I am for a chapel. Yes, something that's going to be very nice, something that similar to Hominy, something that's similar to Gray Horse. Is this fiscally responsible? How we're going to spend this money? This is the people's money. I had a constituent tell me, he said, well, now you guys are writing laws to break laws or get around them. And I say, if the casinos close again, we're really in a financial disaster position again. I personally would rather suffer through financial times of difficulty or go broke feeding our Osage people than staring at brick and mortar. I cannot be a part of this legislation. I will be voting no. I urge the rest of you to also take a good look at the laws.
Time.
And vote no as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Tillman. Anyone else?
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Potts, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. The chief spoke this morning in his opening remarks about being 37 years old, the only member of his generation to be seated at those tables. I'm 31 years old. I too am of a different generation than many of those at this table, but I'm not alone. He spoke about the need to change the law. He said, when will this law change to remove obstacles that we put here? Implying that Congress and the chief can simply change these laws. He went as far as to say that those who rely on such laws are obstructionists who stand in the way of the future of our people. So perhaps some generational perspective is needed at this table, and perhaps it needs to be heard most at the other end of Grandview. This proclamation, this session, isn't about changing the law. Read the proclamation. Item number one is an exemption from the retained revenue fund. ONCA 2108 is an act to provide a one-time exemption from the Osage Nation Retained Revenue Fund Act. It's pretty clear. This isn't about changing the law to better serve our people. We just aren't interested in following the law this time. And I heard what Congressman Keene said in committee. These laws aren't set in stone, and I understand that. I agree. But we aren't being asked to move those stones today. We aren't being asked to do the hard work of moving that mountain. We're exempting ourselves from the hard work of changing the laws for expediency. An act to provide a one-time exemption. And perhaps because of the law, that mountain, it's a good law. We don't really want to change it, or we might be having a different conversation today, but we aren't. The chief alluded to the laws that those of us in this chair put in place. Listen close. The powers and duties of the treasurer of the Osage Nation shall be prescribed by the Osage Nation Congress. And here's the important part. And it will include the mandate that the annual financial statement of the Osage Nation government be audited by a certified public accountant approved by the Congress or a committee of the Congress presented to the Congress in a timely manner. That's Article 5, Section 13 of the Osage Nation Constitution. We didn't establish the mandate for an annual audit. The people did. The people of this nation who ratified our Constitution. We don't get to change that at this table today. And to be labeled as an obstructionist for relying on the words of the Constitution, ratified by the people, and confirmed by the oath each of us took to protect and defend the laws thereof, let me repeat that one. We took oaths to uphold these laws, not exempt ourselves from following them. Yet that's what we're being asked to do today. Exempt, not change. So let me be clear. The obstacle keeping me from supporting legislation today is that the funds remain unaudited, and that the provision of the Constitution mandating the audit appears to have lost its relevance since 2006. If you want to remove that obstacle for me, don't ask me to turn a blind eye. Finish the constitutionally mandated audit. Sorry, audits. There's two. There is nobody that wants to see change more at this table than me. I campaigned on it. I said, let's change the way we do business. And as a 31-year-old, I shouldn't be the only one who always sits at this table and passionately and consistently advocates for following the letter of the law. Let's send a clear message, finish the audits, come back, and we will pave the way for this progress. Follow the law, follow the Constitution, and you've got my vote. I support the construction of these buildings, and I realize this is probably falling on deaf ears to those who are predetermined to make this about for or against our culture or language. But I didn't swear an oath to my culture or my language, although I strongly support the expansion and understanding of both. We are all Osages, and we took oaths to uphold the laws and of the Constitution. The need exists, and we can talk about that all day long, absolutely. But so does the mandate in our Constitution. So does the opinion from the Attorney General, so do our laws, and so does the people's faith in my ability and our ability to uphold those laws. I want to support the legislation this bill will clear the way for. I want a new community building for Pawhuska. I want a new chapel. But I also want to follow the law because the Osage people put me here to do that first. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Congressman Potts. Any other members?
Speaker, this is Rebord.
Go ahead, Second Speaker.
Thank you. And thank you to my colleagues for their comments, and I believe that, and just listening to everybody last special session and this session, that there is a common thread, and that everybody, they do want the audits. And like I stated in the Appropriations Committee, we have an audit being done now for 19. We will have an audit in 20 and thereafter. And these dollars will be audited regardless. They will be audited. I have to say with, you know, respectfully that these community buildings and our chapels and the things that make us who we are more than brick and mortar to me. I have a compassion for our culture. It is who I am. It's why I choose to live here. I could be anywhere, but I choose to be here. Two of the advisors that I spoke to about the building of the Wake and Iron and the chapel were full bloods. That was mentioned today. I agree with a lot of the comments that were said, but I don't agree about the brick and mortar. It means more to me than that, and I think that no one has answered the question, why not now? Besides, we're waiting on an audit. We're always going to be waiting on an audit every year. Every year, that's what it happens in the past. They're always auditing what's already happened. So I just don't agree with that. Again, I support this bill. I support the Wake and Iron and the chapel, and I support always replenishing the permanent fund. I take this serious. I understand. I know my duty as a congressional person here. I know that it's our job to make law. I understand that. And I also understand it's chief's job to sign them and enact them. I understand all that. But we're here because we're Osage people, and we're here because of our culture and our language. We're here because that's who we are. And if we have a chance to build that building and chapel, then I want to do it. Those dollars will be audited. The quoting the price of each building in each village, what I was told was be careful telling a district on how big their building should be.
Yes.
We can't do that. If the five-man board tells us they want a big building, then and they provided the documents that support that, and we're fiscally responsible. The issue with the Wake and Iron and the cost is the size, but that's not our job to tell a village how big a building can be.
Yes, I.
So that's all I have, Speaker. Thank you.
Anyone else like to speak for or against this bill before Congresswoman Lemon has the floor?
I have something. Maker here.
Congressman Maker, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I just want to say again, just some of the things I said in the committee. This is for the public listening in and the members of the Pawhuska five-man board and our government officials here today listening in. I've heard everybody talk, and I'm going to say it again. I am for the construction of the new projects in the Pawhuska Indian Village. I want that clear. But I also am going to say somebody around here has got to go by the law and what these laws stand for. And I'm just as much of a sage as anybody here listening in. And also, a building doesn't make me more Osage than anybody else. It's what's inside your heart and your mind that makes you an Osage Indian. That's what I have to say. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Congressman Maker. Would anyone else like to speak? Okay, hearing none. Congresswoman Lemon, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Good evening, everyone. I want to say, to start off with, is that I appreciate the passionate debate that I hear from my colleagues. That's important. It's important all around in the sense that I hear in your voices what you need us and want us to hear, for or against. I think it's interesting that we get constitutional lessons and lessons on code in the same breath with the passion that we carry forward with our words. I just have to say this. We are not breaking the law. I'm going to say it again. We are not breaking the law. I know that it's easy to get up here, or if we're at the podium and we have our moments to say what we need to say, and sometimes we say things that can be considered misinformation or the famous fake news. We are not breaking our laws. We are debating on whether to make an exemption that is not a breaking of a law. This particular piece of legislation plays a hand in the following legislation, some of the following legislation that we're going to discuss later. And the topic of this particular debate has turned towards the villages. And that can get rather personal, in my opinion. And we have to be very careful about where we go with our words when we talk about our villages. This particular piece of legislation in front of us that we're debating is an exemption to the 20 plus million dollars that we did receive, which we all know that it is, from the casino, after we did not receive our entire distributions, and we did receive partial distributions from the casino because of the pandemic. I do thank everyone who has weighed in on it, and when it comes to the vote, everybody's going to vote with how they feel and what they know for them to represent the people the way that they feel that they need to be represented. It doesn't make us bad people for voting for it or against it. That's what we were put in these positions to do. I respect each of my colleagues and their decisions, but we are not breaking the law. And I encourage you to consider allowing us to our nation to access these dollars, knowing they are going to be audited. They will be audited, which is a good thing. And I encourage your support, although I know I don't have unanimous support, but these are the times we are in. And I appreciate you for your time. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. Roll call, please.
Congressman Maker.
No.
Congressman Potts.
No.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman.
No.
Congressman Walker.
No.
Congressman Big Horse.
No.
Congresswoman Good Fox. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Speaker Pratt.
Yes.
Motion fails.
ONCA 2108 fails. That would bring us to the remaining bills.
Speaker, this is Stabler.
Congresswoman Stabler.
At this time, I'd like to move to withdraw ONCA 2108 and ONCA 2109 due to lack of funds.
Speaker, this is the clerk.
109 and 2110, Congresswoman.
I'm sorry, 2110. Yes, I apologize.
2109 and 2110. Okay, without objection, Congresswoman Stabler is withdrawing 2109 and ONCA 2110.
Speaker, this is Rebar.
I can speak very good.
Speaker, without objection, I'd like to move to withdraw ONCA 21-11.
Okay. Congresswoman Rebard has asked without objection, and hearing no objection, ONCA 2111 has been withdrawn. Thank you.
Excuse me, Speaker. I have a question for the clerk.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
The bill number on my legislation is 20-11. Which number is correct?
It should be 21-11.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. 21-12. Okay, Bill ONCA 21-12, an act to authorize and appropriate $57,000 to the real property purchase fund for purchase of real property and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Lennon is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'd like to close, Madam Speaker.
Okay, is there anyone else who would like to speak for or against 2112? Hearing none, Congresswoman Lennon, you have the floor.
I'll be brief. Thank you, Madam Speaker. ONCA 2112 is a piece of legislation that, if passes and enacted, will be allow the nation to purchase property in Fairfax for a future site for senior housing. Elderly are near and dear to my heart. You all my colleagues have heard my stories about taking care of folks and my profession that are of the elder generation. And I just encourage your support to see a future for our elders in a place, in a community type of living area in our Fairfax / Gray Horse area. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. Roll call, please. Or the question is, shall ONCA 2112 pass? Roll call, please.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. Okay, ONCA 2112 passes. There's an alternate effective date. Is there any discussion? Hearing no discussion. All those in favor of the alternate effective date say yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Say no. The alternate effective date passes and ONCA 2112 will advance to enrollment. We are in motions or notices. And if there are no
non-session.
Go ahead, Congresswoman.
Motion to adjourn session.
Second.
Okay, motion's made and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
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 Passes. The special session is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
And have a good weekend. And go Bucks.